we were talking about, what were we just talking about before I started the recording?
What I have to do before.
We are tired.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so part of the problem is that you don't realize what kind of opportunity you have, and you don't realize the tiny, tiny window frame that you have. Come out here, Max. Come here. What I'm talking about is, think about this. We're going to have maybe 12 million people RV, okay? And so maybe out of 12 million, 2 million of them, and I think that's a pretty low number, 2 million of them decide that they want to do humanitarian projects, okay? It takes 10 to 20 years to become a good project manager. It takes about the same time to learn how to become a wealth management manager. Okay? We do not have 2 million wealth managers sitting in the wings. Just not going to happen. So if you don't stand up and run when you first get this thing done, you are going to lose your extreme advantage. All of those wealth management people that are the best of their best in the business, there's going to be too many of us for them to be able to take as many of us as there are. So some of us are going to go with brand new wealth management companies, brand new wealth management teams, and they're going to be basically cutting their skills, cutting their teeth on you. I'm allergic to that. So when we get our RV, I'm immediately going to hire a wealth management company. And I'm going to immediately begin having interviews with potential CEOs. I have a list of high-end headhunters I'm going to call. I've already written my ad for my CEO. I did a whole recording on how to do all of this and why. The why is because there's not enough of these kind of people. We know about it now. Those of you who actually listen to all the recordings and win me with the lives and all that shit, you got like a master class. They're going to have to teach all these other people how to handle wealth management. They're going to teach how these people how to, operate a household. They're going to have to teach all these people how to set up generational wealth. You guys have had all the beginning all of the beginning lectures that you would get if you were gonna start to learn about wealth management. So you're literally 3 to 4 weeks in front of the next group of people. There's not a lot of you because I only did five of these groups. And there was in the other ones, we started at 500 and we went down to like 400 or some one we went out 250. Because I have the patience of a gnat. I want an army. I want a group that is ready to fucking rock and roll and really do this shit. So if I felt like, yeah, they didn't even want to do nothing, bink, gone. I just delete them. And people would get mad, argue, bing, gone. Because if you're going to argue and raise hell when things are quiet, I'm going to drive you nuts when this goes. So, following direction and following instruction is really, really important because that's the way we're going to make the work lighter for each other. And if we can work as a team, you guys don't realize yet the power that we will have after the RV happens. If you guys work together and maintain connections through the website, we're going to have a website where if you want to maintain connections, you can use the power of it. Now, what I'm talking about is what Seeds of Wisdom and all these other people are trying to do. They want a big group underneath of them so they can cover every angle. The problem is they themselves don't get it. Okay? I'm not saying that I get it all the way, but add a little experience. So the way to wield power as a group is to do things as a group and to show up as a group. And that will open up bigger and bigger and bigger doors. You go in as a consortium of multimillionaires, you basically set your own terms. We're not going in as multimillionaires. We're going in as Rock the Casbah people. None of us are little, okay? The people I know in here right now, that I know personally, nah. It's like we're going to have to keep you up a little bit, but other than that, nah. But we're, you know, when you go in there and say, you know, God's grandma is responsible for getting water to Africa. Miss Parker is responsible for getting pots to South Africa and working on the reefs, Clearwater, helping the bleached reefs rebuild themselves. You know, these are not little goals. And when you have an event and you have, you know, 30 of these kind of people show up, when the news changes to be the good news, that's when everything will really be good, because they'll see a bunch of good people doing good things, and that will make all kinds of people be even more drawn to the projects that we're doing. This is what Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all those people that started their foundations, this is exactly what they were supposed to do. But those fuckers didn't do it. I'm trying not to swear, but I realize that's absolutely the exact correct terminology for those people. That's really not actually a swear word in this case. It's actually a descriptor. And we wanted so much better for our government. We wanted so much better for we the people. So, yeah. You have a short time, folks. You have a short time to find and hire those people. Because if you don't do it immediately, you're going to miss the opportunity of a lifetime to get experienced people to help you, because all the experienced people, they'll be gone within the first 2 weeks. They'll be gone. I don't think there's anybody really telling people what I'm telling you right now. I just don't think there is. But they'll be gone. Oops, I didn't mean to mute you, Tamara. My finger went across the keyboard. So, yeah, that's why I say don't go take a vacation. Handle your shit. Get it done. Get it done. Then you can go take a vacation. I'm going to hire my entire staff. I'm going to hire probably 40, 50 people in the first week and a half, and then I'm going to pay them 3 months to just go have a nice vacation themselves. See, I was going to say a whole bunch of swear words, but I didn't. I said go have a nice vacation themselves. So, yeah. Because they're set. I'm set. I need a break. We're going to take a break and then we're going to rock. Okay. Chill your jets, folks. Let's go. Hey, Quarry.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay, Quarry laughed. Did you have something you want to say, hun? I don't know if I'm saying your name right. Q-A-R-Y. No E-L. Never mind, I guess you blocked yourself. Okay. Haha. All right, go ahead. What's your question?
All the people that are going into the redemptions now in the higher tiers, do you think that they're going to be clogging up the system?
I don't know about that. I don't care about that because as far as I'm concerned, it hasn't happened yet. We don't know yet.
True. Second question. When I go to call any of these companies, are mm-hmm. they going to take me seriously when they ask me the question, how much wealth do you have? And I'm like, well, don't really have it right now, but it's coming. Will they be like hanging up the phone and say, well, call us back when you do have it? Have a nice day.
Did you listen to the audio I did about this?
When did you do it?
In the past 4 years.
Oh. Yeah, it's I guess I don't remember the whole thing.
Oh, well, go have a listen to that because it gives several different ideas on how to approach it.
Okay.
And you figure out what's the best one for you. Well, anyway.
Do you know what the title of it is?
Not off the top of my hat, no. You just look in there and it'll jump out. I never remember the darn titles of some of the things I want to look at. And then I look through it and then, oh yeah, that makes sense. That's the title.
All right. Thank you.
So anyway, folks. Yeah, I just thought I'd get on here and talk about Fempaku eyes because that was kind of important.
Yeah, I like how you have our backs.
Yep. Anyway, God's Grandma, it's good to see you. Hello, son. How are you doing? My favorite
good
sunshine
to see you
slick.
Too. And slick.
And there's Tamara there. And Island Hello. Girls there. I can't wait for God's Grandma for you to meet Island Girl because you guys are going to have a lot in common.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it then.
Yep. But I have to go into dinner, I think. I think I'm being called in there. So I'm going to end this recording. And thank you very much.